It's been a full week now since the Egyptian government instituted a travel ban that affects as many as 17 U.S. citizens working for NGOs in the country. Among the foreigners stuck in Cairo is Sam LaHood, son of U.S. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood. On Sunday, the U.S. Embassy in Cairo offered to let the citizens barred from leaving the country stay at the embassy. They said they were worried that U.S. citizens could be detained as part of a broader crackdown on non-governmental organizations promoting democracy in Egypt, as Egypt defines what that democracy will be. Joining us for more on the state of U.S.-Egyptian relations and the future of democracy in Egypt is Michael Posner, Assistant Secretary of Democracy and Human Rights and Labor for the U.S. State Department. Secretary Posner returned from Cairo early this week. Assistant Secretary Posner, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
How sensitive of an issue is this? The U.S. and Egypt are allies, yet this is a ban on American citizens leaving, and these are NGOs that are permitted to work inside Egypt. How tense is this situation right now?
Well, it's of great concern to us on many levels. These are organizations, reputable organizations, that have worked in 70 countries around the world, and they're not advancing a particular political perspective or party. They're really doing technical assistance and trying to provide the basic skills to Egyptians to participate in the democratic process. So we're very concerned about these individuals, and the broader concern is that in non-governmental organizations, both American and Egyptian, and international organizations be allowed to operate freely.
And I know you're a diplomat, so you have to speak circumspectly here, but who or what do you think is behind this ban? Is it the military? Is it something within the parliament, one of the groups, gaining power in the sort of legislative dimension that's developing in Egypt?
Really, it's inexplicable. We don't know how this happened, and I think there probably is some division within the Egyptian government, but some of the public statements have been very rhetorically charged. We want to cool down the temperature and try to get this immediate issue resolved. But we also want to do whatever we can to reinforce the desire of Egyptians to live in a democratic society, to have the transition proceed, and to have the ability to speak their mind and to demonstrate and to be part of that political transition.
You know, I was at a dinner with the Secretary LaHood, the Secretary of Transportation, last week, and he didn't address this directly, but I think he seemed sincerely worried about the level of rhetoric all of a sudden.
Yeah, you know, and it unfortunately, it feeds on itself. And, you know, somebody will say something in Washington, and then that plays out in Cairo, and somebody responds and talks about American interference. This is not about the U.S. interfering in Egyptian politics. It's about our desire to have freedom of association in Egypt and to have Egyptians have the capacity to participate in their political process and choose the leaders that they desire.
Does the U.S. government have credibility on these issues? And again, you know, speaking from the perspective of many in Cairo who have seen the U.S. as being very much complicit with the Hosni Mubarak regime and the military inside Egypt, is this a difficult argument for the U.S. to make now?
Well, you know, I worked for many years outside of government in the NGO sector with a human rights organization, and it's always been the case that there's both strong rhetoric against the United States, but also a desire to emulate the openness and the freeness of this society. So many non-governmental organizations, human rights organizations, look to the United States both for financial support, but also for guidance, for leadership, as a model. And so I think that's still the case. When I was there last week, I was struck by how much energy there is in the place and how many people, Egyptians, really still are fighting the fight to have a more open democratic society, and they're beginning to see movement in that direction.
Choosing your words carefully, you said this week in Cairo, or I guess it was last week in Cairo, that it is the prerogative of Congress to say that our future military aid is going to be conditioned on a democratic transition. Now, you're absolutely right. It's up to Congress to withdraw aid to Egypt. But it's also the case that Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, or the president for that matter, could explicitly make that aid a condition of the release of these individuals. Are there plans to do that?
Well, look, I think we've at every level, both the president, the secretary of state, defense, et cetera, have registered our very strong disapproval of these actions, the no-fly and the criminal investigations. We believe very strongly that these organizations ought to be allowed to operate freely and their people ought not to be constrained. So there's no ambiguity or no doubt about what we believe and what we're concerned about. I think Congress, in a broader sense, is trying to encourage a democratic transition, and they've said that they want us to come up and report on the progress made on that, and that's, again, Congress's prerogative, and we will comply with them.
Could the U.S. in any way, and of course we've seen these, you know, SEAL team actions, and I don't know if that's necessarily appropriate here, but could the U.S. in any way get these 17 individuals out of the country over land by not violating the no-fly ban, but essentially there are ways out of Egypt that don't involve airports?
We are trying everything we can think of. I haven't heard that being discussed, but our hope and our expectation is that we will find an appropriate way, working with the government of Egypt, to resolve this and hopefully quickly.
How confident are you that Egypt is going to find its own way to democracy in the next year or so?
Well, I've worked in the human rights business for about 30 years, and I'm an eternal optimist. I think I have to be. But I do see there is some progress there. They had open elections for the lower house of parliament. They're having elections for the upper house. It is a bumpy process and will not be a linear process. But I think in the long run, Egyptians know that this is a new day. And they want to see progress on human rights and democracy, and I think they're going to get there.
And this violence at the soccer match in Port Said doesn't help, certainly.
No, it's tragic, and you know our wishes go out to the families. It's a really sad day for Egypt, but it's also, unfortunately, part of the mix.
Michael Posner, Assistant Secretary of State for Democracy and Human Rights at Labor. He spoke with us from Washington, D.C. He just returned from Egypt. And we should note the Egyptian premier has dissolved the Egyptian Soccer Federation board after that deadly post-match riot between the Port Said team and the Cairo team this morning. Secretary Posner, thanks so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.